very great pleasure and fortune to be with all of you this evening in this holy city of Kashi.
यह हमारा सौभाग्य और बहुत आनंद की अवसर है कि आप सबके बीच में ये बनारस के पवित्र शहर में।
For me it is a special day.
मेरे लिए एक बहुत विशेष दिन।
The first time I have returned to the city of Kashi since 23 years.
मेरे को 23 साल के बाद आज मैं शहर में वापस आया हूँ.
25 years ago, I first came to Kashi.
25 साल पहले मैं काशी के शहर में आया था.
I came from the affluent country of the United States of America.
मैं अमेरिका का जो बहुत ही आर्थिक रूप से बहुत प्रसिद्ध शहर है वहां से आया.
Seeking real wealth.
सच्ची संपत्ति की खोज में यहां आया था.
The wealth of material acquisition cannot satisfy the heart of anyone.
भौतिक संपत्ति जो है वो किसी के हृदय को संतुष्ट नहीं कर सकती.
I saw all around me in this nation so much money, so much technology, so much comforts and luxuries, but so much depression, anxiety, and emptiness.
मैंने जो अमेरिका के देश में देखा इतने आर्थिक रूप से बहुत जो है आगे बढ़े हुए हैं, तकनीकी रूप से बहुत आगे बढ़े हुए हैं, लेकिन फिर भी लोग बहुत दुखी हैं और चिंतित हैं.
Like rice, like the husk of rice without any rice inside, it appears very nice, but it's hollow.
चावल का छिलका होता है, चावल निकाल दो बहुत गुस्सा बचता है, उसमें में दिखाई पड़ता नहीं आता कुछ.
Any materialistic society, however successful it may be, without spiritual fulfillment, can only be a society of emptiness and utter waste of human life.
कोई भी भौतिक जीवन हो चाहे भौतिक रूप से जितना भी समृद्ध क्यों ना हो, बिना आध्यात्मिक जीवन के बिल्कुल खाली और बेकार हो जाता है.
So I quite willingly left behind all the materialistic opportunities that were presented to me.
अब जो भी भौतिक अवसर मुझे मिले थे उन सबको मैं छोड़कर अपनी इच्छा से यहाँ पर आया.
To seek spiritual realization.
आध्यात्मिक साक्षात्कार को प्राप्त करने के लिए यहाँ आया.
By the grace of the Lord, I studied many of the great religions of the world through Europe, Middle East,
भगवान की कृपा से मैंने बहुत ही जो है धर्म का अध्ययन किया, जैसे यूरोप में होते हुए और जो देश
है वहां से.
और एक साल मैं हिमालय में रहा.
And then I came down to this great city of Kashi.
और फिर मैं वहां से इस काशी के मान से.
That was in 1970. The Manikarnika Ghat, I would sit from sunrise and sunset watching bodies burn.
और जो मणिकर्णिका घाट है वहां पर मैं सूर्योदय से लेकर सूर्यास्त तक बैठा रहता था और इस शमशान घाट पर शरीर को जलते हुए दिखता रहता.
I saw people throughout my life spending so much of their time and energy decorating their bodies. I wanted to see what is really the culmination of these human bodies.
मैंने कई लोगों को देखा था कि सुबह से शाम तक उन्हें पूरा जीवन शरीर को सजाने में लगा देते हैं, तो मैं ये देखना चाहता था कि इस शरीर का अंत क्या होगा.
I would sit and watch how each body would burn and how everybody around that burning body would weep and cry in great sorrow.
मैं देखता था कि कैसे हर एक शरीर जल रहा है और उसके आसपास के सब लोग जो हैं वो दुख के मारे रो रहे हैं.
Then they would take whoever was left behind would just sweep the ashes in the river Ganges.
और जो वहाँ पे बचा होता था वो तो राख रहता था और राख को गंगा जी बहा देती.
That is the destination of everybody.
और वो हर एक का इसी तरह से होता
है. In the west they bury the body in the ground and it is eaten by worms and turns to dust.
पाश्चात्य देश में जो शरीर को दफनाया जाता है और वो भी कीड़ों द्वारा खाया जाता है और वो भी कीड़ों बन जाता
some communities feed their bodies, their dead bodies, to the birds, and they are digested. And their ultimate goal is to become the stool of the birds. But here, this body, just think, from the time we're born, we're just thinking, what can I give this body to give enjoyment? And this most rare and precious human life, which is meant specifically for self-realization, we utilize it simply to give pleasure to this body and to give pleasure to the bodies of the people we love. Thinking that this is the goal and purpose of life. This human life is so rare because it affords us the opportunity to understand the eternal nature of our soul in relationship with God. This human life is meant to be liberated from the cycle of birth, old age, disease, and death. Although we have this most precious and rare fortune out of 8,400,000 species, to come to this human life is the greatest gift. But yet we waste it. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and making so many grand arrangements for these four animalistic purposes. And ultimately, what is the culmination of all of your tremendous efforts to give fulfillment to this body? Is it's put on the burning pyre.
और सब आपके सारे प्रयास हैं जो शरीर को आनंद देने के लिए उसका अंतिम लक्ष्य क्या होता है कि वो जो है शमशान घाट में जला दिया जाता है.
So I became very scientific in my analysis of how bodies would burn.
इसलिए मैं बहुत आध्यात्मिक रूप से इसका विश्लेषण करने लगा कि शरीर को कैसे जलाया जाता है. मैं ठीक से बड़े ध्यान से देखने लगा.
If we had more time, I can explain systematically, moment by moment, what takes place on the funeral pyre.
अगर ज्यादा समय होता तो मैं बड़े ध्यान से एक एक क्षण में क्षण आपको बताता कि कैसे कैसे जो है शमशान घाट पे क्या होता है.
The hair sizzles, the skin shrivels, then the limbs start falling off one by one. Gradually, everything starts evaporating, all the blood, all the mucus, bile, air, water. And soon, it is nothing but ashes.
और हम देखते हैं कि कैसे वो शरीर जब जलाया जा रहा होता है तो पहले बाल कैसे हो जाता है, चमड़ा कैसे निकल लग जाता है और कैसे शरीर के अलग अलग गिरने लग जाते हैं और वो जो खून होता है और जो शरीर में जो बात पेट कम होता है वो सब भाप के रूप में निकल जाता है और पूरा सब गिर जाता है.
Anyways, by the grace of Sri Krishna, or any wonderful realizations came into my life here at Varanasi.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण की कृपा से यहाँ पर बहुत ही अद्भुत साक्षात्कार मुझे यहाँ पर प्राप्त हुए बनारस के शहर.
But realizations only bear fruit when we come in contact with a genuine spiritual master who can guide us in the path of perfection.
लेकिन इन सब का जो सच्चा फल तभी प्राप्त होता है जब हमें सद्गुरु से भेंट होती है जो कि हमें पूर्णता के मार्ग की ओर मार्ग निर्देशित कर सकता है.
It was in Vrindavan that I surrendered at the lotus feet of my eternal father and Guru Maharaj, His divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
ये वृंदावन में था कि मैं अपने परम पूज्य गुरु महाराज A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada के चरणों में मैंने समर्पण किया.
Who taught everything in such a wonderful systematic way of how we can perfect our lives.
उन्होंने बहुत अच्छी तरह से मुझे समझाया कि किस तरह से मैं जीवन की सफलता को प्राप्त कर सकता हूँ.
Srila Prabhupada is a descendant in the line of the Yuga Avatar, the Supreme Lord Krishna, who appears in this age of Kali as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Srila Prabhupada is a parampara mein aa rahe hain, jo जबकि भगवान के ही अवतार हैं चैतन्य महाप्रभु, उनकी परंपरा में श्री प्रभुपाद जी आ रहे हैं।
He taught us the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
उन्होंने भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु के जीवन और उनकी शिक्षा के बारे में सिखाया।
And this visit to Varanasi is something so much more wonderful than ever before, because here we could remember the beautiful pastimes that Lord Chaitanya performed in this holy city.
और ये जो इस बार की जो मेरी यात्रा है काशी की, वो बहुत ही सुंदर है, क्योंकि इस बार मैं भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु की लीलाओं के सुंदर लीलाओं का स्मरण कर सकता हूँ।
I'd like to share some of these wonderful stories with you tonight.
और उसमें से जो सुंदर लीलाएं हैं, वो मैं आप लोगों को आज सुनाना चाहूँगा।
Of course, we know in every sampradaya, Kashi is one of the central places of worship.
हम तो जानते हैं कि हर एक संप्रदाय में काशी को एक महत्वपूर्ण स्थान दिया गया है।
In Shankaracharya sampradaya, Shripad Shankaracharya considered this one of the holiest of all holy places of worship.
Shankaracharya के संप्रदाय में भी शंकराचार्य ने माना है कि ये बहुत ही पवित्र स्थान है।
In the Sri Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya also came here and performed many merciful, wonderful activities.
और श्री संप्रदाय में रामानुजाचार्य भी यहाँ पर आए और कई उन्होंने दयापूर्ण कार्य यहाँ पर किए।
Madhvacharya also came to this place and worshipped.
Madhvacharya भी यहाँ पर आए और उन्होंने भी आराधना की।
Lord Sri Ramchandra, he also came to this holy city and worshipped.
भगवान श्री रामचंद्र जी भी यहाँ पर आए और उन्होंने भी आराधना की।
There's beautiful stories of how Krishna had wonderful pastimes with the king of Kashi. In fact, Krishna burned this whole city down. Anything Krishna does to any place, it becomes worshipable. Of course, in the Ramanandi Sampradaya, Tulsidas, the Ramcharitmanas was very much, this is an important place for his writing of that great epic.
Aur Ramanand Sampradaya ki drishti se Tulsidas ji ke liye bhi bahut mahatvapurna hai ye sthan Ramcharitmanas ka yahan par likha.
So from every point of view, from all of the great lines of saintly persons of India, Varanasi is one of the holiest places.
To har ek drishti dekhna jaye to Banaras jo hai bahut hi mahatvapurna shahar hai.
I would like to share with you some of the stories of Lord Chaitanya's visit here.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jab yahan par aaye the, unki leela ke prasang aaj main kuch aap logon ke beech mein prastut karna chahta hoon.
It begins when Lord Chaitanya was very young. He was living in Navadweep, which is now in West Bengal. And he was at that time performing the pastime of being a great scholar.
Iski shuruaat tab hoti hai jab Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bahut naujawan the, Navadweep mein rehte the, jo ki Bengal mein hai.
One day, he told his mother, Sachi Devi, and his young wife, Lakshmi Devi, that I'm going to East Bengal to teach. I will return very soon. So he went to East Bengal, and there, upon seeing the beautiful, beautiful Padmavati River, he took his bath with all of his students and enjoyed great pleasure. He was the greatest scholar in all the world. Thousands and thousands of people came to learn under him. After spending some months, when he was about to leave, all of his friends and students and well-wishers came to offer their goodbye to him. At that time, there was a great Brahmin. His name was Tapan Mishra. This Tapan Mishra, he had studied all of the scriptures. And he had gone to so many great, great saintly persons. he had a burning desire in his heart to understand what is the highest process for the perfection of life and what is the supreme object of worship in life. But no one could answer his question. So he was very dissatisfied. Day and night he would weep and he would pray for the answers to his questions. And he would constantly chant the names of
Krishna.
One night, a very divine personality appeared to him in a dream. And told him that the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, the summum bonum of all the truths of the Vedas, has appeared as this beautiful scholar, Lord Chaitanya, Nimai. And you should meet him tomorrow on the banks of the Saraswati and surrender to his lotus feet, because he can explain all truths to you. I am revealing to you that he is the supreme absolute truth, but do not tell this to anyone. So the next day, Tapan Mishra came to Lord Chaitanya on the banks of Padmavati, just as he was about to leave East Bengal, and he fell at his feet and clasped his feet and began to beg him, please be merciful to me. I have been searching through the Vedas and going to so many saintly persons, but I have not found the answer. What is the supreme process for perfection and who is the most worshipable object? And Lord Chaitanya replied that it is Krishna who is the supreme object of worship. Ultimately, all the Vedas only lead to love and devotion to him. And the only means of approaching Krishna is through devotion, through bhakti. And the way of performing bhakti in this age is to very sincerely chant the holy names of
Krishna.
This Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He
was bodily features are so
beautiful.
He has a beautiful golden complexion and long, long arms. And when he dances, it is so full of beauty that it captivates the heart of all who see him. And when he chants the holy names, he becomes so filled with ecstatic love that anyone who hears him or sees him becomes a pure lover of Krishna. Prakashananda replied, yes, I have heard about this.
Prakashananda Saraswati ne bataya ki haan, maine iske baare mein suna hai.
This sentimentalist from Bengal. Although he's for the Bharati Sanyas Sampradaya, he does not study Vedanta like the rest of us. He's a cheap sentimentalist. He's a first class magician. He has some mystic power to hypnotize foolish people into believing he's God. But in this great city of Kashi, such sentimentalism will never be accepted. We do not care for him. When the Maharashtrian Brahmin heard this, he immediately left and went to Lord Chaitanya and told him what Prakashananda said.
Maharaj se Brahman ye sunkar seedhe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke paas gaye aur unhe bataya ki kya keh rahe the.
Lord Chaitanya smiled.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu muskurane lage.
The Maharashtrian Brahman said, he said the word Brahman and Atma and Chaitanya, but he could not say the word Krishna.
उन्होंने बताया कि वो ब्रह्म और आत्मा ये सब शब्द कह रहे थे लेकिन कृष्ण शब्द नहीं कह पा रहे थे.
Lord Chaitanya said, because these types of people are so offensive to Krishna, always denying the eternality of his beautiful, pure, transcendental form, they cannot even properly say the name of Krishna.
उन्होंने बताया कि ऐसे व्यक्ति जो है वो कृष्ण के प्रति अपराध करते रहते हैं इसीलिए वो कृष्ण का नाम बोल भी नहीं पाते.
And then Lord Chaitanya began to explain, the perfection of life is to always remember Krishna through chanting his name.
Chaitanya Prabhu samjhane lage ki jeevan ki safalta isi mein hai ki Krishna ko smaran karna unke naam kirtan ke dwara.
Anyway, soon after this, Lord Chaitanya left Varanasi en route to Vrindavan.
Aur uske baad wo jaisa Banaras se phir jo hai wo chale gaye Vrindavan ki taraf.
And after spending approximately 2 months in Vrindavan, he came, and during the month of Magh, he went to Prayag.
और उसके बाद दो महीने वृंदावन बिताने के बाद वो फिर प्रयाग लौट कर आए.
And there for 10 days at the Dashashwamedha Ghat, he instructed Srila Rupa Goswami.
और वहाँ पर 10 दिन तक Srila Rupa Goswami को उन्होंने दशाश्वमेध घाट पर शिक्षा प्रदान की.
He also met the great Acharya Vallabhacharya.
और वहां से वो वल्लभाचार्य जी से भी उन्होंने भेंट की.
एंड देन ही स्टार्टेड टुवर्ड वाराणसी.
और फिर वो वहां से वाराणसी की ओर बढ़ने लगे.
चंद्रशेखर दैट नाइट हैड अ ड्रीम.
उसी रात्रि को चंद्रशेखर को स्वप्न आया.
दैट लॉर्ड चैतन्य वाज कमिंग टू वाराणसी टू लिव इन हिज होम.
कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो वाराणसी आ रहे हैं उनके घर में निवास करने के लिए.
सो ही वोक अप अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग एंड वेंट टू द आउटस्कर्ट्स ऑफ द सिटी. And there he saw the beautiful golden form of Gauranga dancing and chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
वहाँ पर उन्होंने शहर के जो शुरुआत में देखा कि श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है उनका सुंदर रूप है और वो भगवान का नाम कीर्तन कर रहे हैं.
And when he met Lord Chaitanya, he invited him to come to his home.
Aur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se milne ke baad unhone unko ghar mein aane ke liye aamantrit kiya.
Lord Chaitanya stayed at the home of Tapan or Chandrashekhar, and each day he would take his prasad at the home of Tapan Mishra.
Aur wo jo hai acharya ke ghar mein thehre hue the aur jo hai Tapan Mishra ke ghar mein prasad lete.
Meanwhile, one of the great devotees of the Lord, whose name was Sanatan Goswami, he was the chief minister of the king of Bengal, whose name was then Nawab Hussain Shah.
और सभी भगवान के एक महान भक्त सनातन गोस्वामी जो है राजा हुसैन शाह के दरबार में प्रधानमंत्री के रूप में सेवा करते थे.
He had such political power and so much incredible wealth. He had thousands of servants, beautiful palaces, beautiful gardens, so much prestige, but he was dissatisfied because he was associating with materialistic people and he could not worship Krishna to his heart's content.
Unke paas sab kuch tha, mahal tha, naukar chakar sab kuch the, lekin wo santush nahi the kyunki wo bhautikvadi vyaktiyon ke sang mein the aur apni ichha anusar wo Krishna ki aaradhana nahi kar pa rahe.
Lord Chaitanya came to his capital of Ramakeli and told him he should leave and go to Vrindavan.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है रामकेली में जो है आए और उन्होंने बताया कि उन्हें त्याग करना चाहिए इसका.
As he tried to leave, he was imprisoned.
जब वो छोड़ने का प्रयास कर रहे थे तो उनको जेल में डाल दिया गया.
But somehow or other he bribed the jail keeper to release him from prison.
लेकिन उन्होंने जो है जो जेल के जो अध्यक्ष थे उनको रिश्वत देकर छुटकारा प्राप्त कर लिया.
And he was secretly traveling through the jungles to try to reach Vrindavan.
और वो जंगल के मार्ग से निकलते हुए वृंदावन की ओर आगे बढ़ रहे थे.
On the way, he came to a place called Hajipur.
वहां से रास्ते में वो हाजीपुर नाम के स्थान पर पहुंचे.
And there, he met his sister's husband, whose name was Shrikanta.
और वहां पर जो है वो अपने बहन के पति जिनका नाम श्रीकांत था उससे की भेंट हुई.
He was a very wealthy man.
वो बहुत अमीर व्यक्ति थे.
And Sanatan, he looked so, he just came out of jail. He had beard and long hair and all dirty clothes and everything.
और वो तो सनातन अभी भी जेल से बाहर निकले थे, बहुत गंदे कपड़े थे और दाढ़ी वगैरह बड़ी हुई थी, लंबे बाल थे.
So Shrikanta said, why don't you stay and I will give you all nice new clothes and everything else.
तो श्रीकांत ने जैसे कहा तुम यहीं पर रहो मेरे साथ, मैं तुमको अच्छे वस्त्र वगैरह सब कुछ दे दूंगा जो भी चाहिए.
And Sanatan said, I will not even stay here for one minute.
एक मिनट के लिए भी यहां रुकने को तैयार नहीं.
He was determined to go to Vrindavan.
दृढ़ निश्चय था वृंदावन पहुंचने का.
But Shrikanta, as he was leaving, gave him a very beautiful, beautiful blanket to keep warm.
और जैसे वो जा रहे थे तो श्रीकांत ने उनको एक बहुत ही सुंदर कंबल दिया गर्मी के लिए.
Then Lord Chaitanya came to Varanasi. I mean, Sanatan Goswami came to Varanasi.
और फिर सनातन गोस्वामी जी जो है वाराणसी पहुंचे.
And he heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was at the house of Chandrasekhar.
और उन्होंने सुना कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है चंद्रशेखर के घर पर है.
So he went to the house and sat right at the door.
वो वहां पर पहुंचे और दरवाजे के पास बैठे रहे.
And Lord Chaitanya told Chandrasekhar that I think a great saint, a very great Vaishnava devotee, is outside waiting to see me.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने चंद्रशेखर को बताया कि देखो ऐसा लगता है कि कोई बहुत ही बड़े वैष्णव जो है बाहर बैठे हैं, मुझे मिलना चाहते हैं.
And Chandrasekhar looked outside and looked everywhere and he came back in. He said, there's no great saints out there.
Chandrasekhar jab bahar aakar dekhe aur bole ki koi koi bahan sant nahi hai, unhone sab jagah dekh kar kaha.
Lord Chaitanya said, is there anyone out there?
Chaitanya kaha kya koi bhi kam se kam ek koi vyakti hai kya?
He said, there's one Muslim mendicant sitting there.
Bole wahan par ek Muslim jo bhikshuk hai wo wahan par
hai. Lord Chaitanya said, bring him in.
Chaitanya Prabhu bole ki inko andar lekar aaiye.
So Chandrasekhar said, oh, mendicant, please come in.
Chandrasekhar ne bhikshuk se kaha ki aap kripaya andar aaiye.
And when he entered into the courtyard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and when he saw him, he immediately embraced Sanatan Goswami.
Aur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jo hai turant bahar aakar Sanatan Goswami ko gale mil liye.
And as they embraced, they both fell into ecstatic love and incessant tears were flowing from their eyes.
Aur jaise wo mile unki aankhon se ashru prabah hone laga.
Chandrasekhar was astonished.
Chandrasekhar ko bahut aashcharya hua.
Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was told by Sanatan, please do not touch me. I am very low and contaminated person.
Sanatan Goswami kehne lage, main bahut neech hu, kalmushit hu, isliye mere ko sparsh mat kariye.
Lord Chaitanya said, I am touching you for my own purification.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne kaha ki main apne shuddhikaran ke liye aapko gale mil raha hu.
Sages say, great sadhus like you are like holy places personified.
आप ये साधु जो है वो मूर्तिमान तीर्थ स्वरूप होते हैं.
Just by seeing you, what to speak of touching you, can purify anyone's life.
आपको सिर्फ देखने से ही, स्पर्श करने की तो बात छोड़ो, उससे ही व्यक्ति का शुद्धिकरण हो जाता है.
Then Lord Chaitanya told Chandrasekhar that he has beard and long hairs, you should make him nice shaved up.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने चंद्रशेखर को कहा कि इनके बहुत दाढ़ी है, लंबे बाल हैं, इनको थोड़ा तुम सब साफ कर दो.
He did not want him to be दारावेश.
उनको दारावेश नहीं बनाना चाहते थे.
Which our Guru Maharaj said was hippie.
हमारे गुरु महाराज को हिप्पी कहकर संबोधित करते.
So Sanatan Goswami had his head and his face shaved very nicely.
सनातन गोस्वामी ने इस तरह से उनके अपने बाल और अपने जो दाढ़ी है उसका चित्र मुंडन कर दिया.
And Chandrasekhar said, let me give you nice new clothes.
चंद्रशेखर ने कहा कि मैं तुम्हें नए वस्त्र प्रदान करना चाहता हूँ.
And Sanatan said, I will not accept new clothes. You give me old clothes.
Sanatan Goswami ne kaha mujhe naye vastra nahi chahiye, mujhe purane vastra dijiye.
That you no longer use.
Jo aise vastra jiska aap bhi upyog na kar rahe hain.
And he gave him old clothes. And then Sanatan took one piece of cloth and tore it into two pieces and then another some pieces to be an upper garment and lower garment and his underwear.
और इस तरह से जो है उन्होंने एक ही वस्त्र लेकर दो टुकड़े कर दिया, फिर उसके और टुकड़े करके कॉफिन और नीचे जो है सब कुछ पहन लिया.
And then he came before Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased to see the simplicity and the devotion of Sanatan.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है उनकी सरलता को देखकर बहुत प्रसन्न हुए.
The Maharashtrian Brahmin invited Sanatan, please take prasad with me.
महाराष्ट्रीय ब्राह्मण ने कहा कि आज हमारे यहाँ पर आप प्रसाद ग्रहण करिए.
But Sanatan said, no, I will beg door to door.
Sanatan Goswami ne kaha, nahin, main dar dar par bhiksha mangunga.
So he began to perform this madhukari here in Varanasi.
Wo Varanasi mein yahan par madhukari karne lage.
But one day, he noticed that Lord Chaitanya was glancing again and again at his new blanket.
एक दिन उन्होंने देखा कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है उनकी दृष्टि उनके कंबल पर ही लगी हुई थी.
So he was thinking that my Lord does not like this new blanket.
उनको लगा कि ये नया कंबल इनको पसंद नहीं है.
So he went to the bathing ghat. I believe it was the Dashashwamedha ghat.
तो वो दशाश्वमेध घाट पर गए.
And there he saw a Bengali mendicant with an old torn quilt who was just washing it and drying it.
उन्होंने देखा कि एक बंगाली भिक्षुक जो है वो कंबल को धो रहा था और सुखाने डाल रहा था.
And he said, "You see this nice new blanket? I will exchange it for your old torn quilt."
उन्होंने कहा, देखो ये नया कंबल जो है मैं तुम्हें दे दूंगा और तुम पुराना कंबल मुझे दे दो.
And the mendicant said, "What do you want, my torn quilt? Why you are making jokes with me?"
तो उन्होंने कहा कि तुम्हें ऐसी क्या आवश्यकता है, तुम क्यों इस तरह से मेरे से मजाक कर रहे हो.
But Sanatan said, "No, no. I am very serious. I want to exchange."
Sanatan Goswami ने कहा, नहीं मैं बहुत गंभीर हूँ, मैं जो है इसका आदान प्रदान करना चाहता
हूँ. So Sanatan came back to Chandrasekhar's house wearing with this torn quilt over his shoulder.
और इस तरह से जो है वो चंद्र गोस्वामी घर वापस आए, उन्होंने फटा हुआ कंबल पहना हुआ.
And Lord Chaitanya said, "Where is your beautiful blanket?"
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने पूछा कि वो सुंदर नया कंबल कहाँ पर है.
And Sanatan explained exactly what he had done.
और सनातन गोस्वामी ने सब समझाया कि उन्होंने क्या किया था.
And Lord Chaitanya was very happy.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु बड़े प्रसन्न हुए.
He said, "Now all of your attachments to this material world are finished."
उन्होंने बताया कि तुम्हारे सारे भौतिक आसक्ति जो है अभी नाश हो गए.
He said, how will it look to people that you're performing madhukari, begging from door to door, wearing such a beautiful blanket?"
लोगों को कैसा नजर आएगा कि अगर आप जो है बहुत सुंदर कंबल पहने हुए हैं और बिहार में भिक्षा मांग रहे हैं, अच्छा नहीं लगेगा.
Sanatan Goswami gave up all the great, great riches. He was living greater even than the king with such opulence to live such a simple life in devotion to the Lord.
Sanatan Goswami ye bade bade aishwarya the jo ki raja ke saman reh rahe the, un sabko tyag diya ek saral jeevan bitane ke liye bhagwan ki seva mein.
Lord Chaitanya said that Krishna has shown his great mercy upon you.
Itna aap humne kaha ki Krishna ne aap par vishesh kripa dikhlai.
But Sanatan replied that I was in the most terrible association, but by your mercy I have been liberated and been given your divine blessing.
Sanatan Goswami bataya ki main to bahut hi bure sang mein tha, lekin aapki kripa se jo mera udhar ho gaya
hai. One day Sanatan Goswami here in Kashi, he put straw between his teeth and with tears in his eyes he fell and clasped the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
एक दिन इसी काशी के शहर में जो सनातन गोस्वामी अपने दांतों के बीच में तृण रखते हुए चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों को बड़े ध्यान से पकड़ कर बोलने लगे.
And with such a sincere and devoted heart, he began to appeal to the Lord.
एक बहुत ही सच्चे नम्र हृदय से जो है भगवान से प्रार्थना करने लगे.
Sanatan said that I am the lowest amongst men.
मैं सारे मनुष्य में अधम हूँ.
I am the most sinful.
मैं सबसे बड़ा पापी हूँ.
I am fool number one.
मैं मूर्ख नंबर एक हूँ.
And I have been associating with the lowest materialistic people.
मैं जो नीच से नीच भौतिकवादी व्यक्ति हैं उनका संग करते आ रहा हूँ.
And yet people call me a great scholar.
लेकिन फिर भी लोग मेरे को बड़ा विद्वान मानते हैं.
And I am such a great fool that I believe them.
मैं इतना बड़ा मूर्ख हूँ कि उनकी बातों पर विश्वास कर लेता हूँ.
But I do not know who I am.
लेकिन मैं ये भी नहीं जानता कि मैं कौन हूँ.
And I do not know what is God.
और भगवान कौन है ये भी नहीं.
Nor do I know where I'm going or where I'm coming from.
मैं कहाँ से आया हूँ, कहाँ जा रहा हूँ ये भी नहीं जानता.
I do not know what is the goal of life.
जीवन का ध्येय क्या है मैं नहीं जानता.
Please instruct.
कृपया मेरे को शिक्षण दो.
And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied on the banks of the holy Ganges here in Kashi. He explained, "Sanatan, you are such a great sadhu. But it is the nature of a sadhu, even if he knows everything, still he inquires humbly just for purification and for the benefit of others."
सनातन गोस्वामी को जवाब देते हुए चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहा कि तुम एक साधु हो और साधु जो है उसका स्वभाव होता है कि सब जानते हुए भी शुद्धिकरण के लिए जो है वो इस तरह से प्रश्न पूछते हैं.
And Lord Chaitanya began to explain the basic principles of spiritual life.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु आध्यात्मिक जीवन के मूल सिद्धांत को समझाने लगे.
He explained that there are three energies of the Supreme Lord.
वो बताने लगे कि भगवान की तीन प्रकार की शक्तियां होती हैं.
There is the spiritual energy, there which is the chit shakti. There is the jiva shakti, or the atma, and there is the maya shakti, or this illusory energy.
यानी कि तीन प्रकार की शक्ति है, एक तो अंतरंग शक्ति है और एक जीव शक्ति है और एक माया शक्ति है.
The identity of every personality that lives is that he is the eternal soul.
हर एक व्यक्ति की पहचान यह है कि वो एक नित्य शाश्वत आत्मा है.
And this eternal soul has the choice to either be eternally liberated in the loving service of the Lord or to be eternally conditioned in the service of illusion or maya.
और उसके पास ये चयन करने का अवसर है कि या तो भगवान की नित्य सेवा में लगे या वो माया की जो है सेवा में फंसा रहे.
In this world, people choose to serve this illusory energy.
इस दुनिया में लोग माया शक्ति की सेवा में रहना पसंद करते हैं.
Therefore, they come under the control of the three modes of material nature.
इसीलिए वो प्रकृति के तीन गुणों के प्रभाव में आ जाते हैं.
Goodness, passion, and ignorance.
सत्वगुण, रजोगुण और तमोगुण.
And they are forced to act accordingly.
और उसके अनुसार उन्हें जबरदस्ती कार्य करना पड़ता है.
And their pure, unalloyed spiritual sentiments are completely covered by forgetfulness.
और उनका जो शुद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम है वो इससे ढक लिया जाता है.
They identify only with their body and with the body of others.
वो शरीर से और दूसरे के शरीर से ही पहचान बनाते हैं.
And although everyone is seeking pleasure, they find so much pain and so much suffering in every aspect of their life.
और हालांकि वो आनंद की खोज में है लेकिन वो बहुत दुख देखते हैं सब जगह पर जीवन के हर पहलू में.
And they cannot avoid it.
उसको रोक नहीं सकते.
Because the soul is eternal, looking for eternal happiness.
ये आत्मा शाश्वत है और शाश्वत सुख की तलाश में है.
But this body and this material nature is temporary and subjected to death.
लेकिन शरीर जो है वो क्षण भंगुर है और उसकी कभी ना कभी मृत्यु होने वाली है.
Therefore, the soul is always longing and seeking for freedom from this entanglement.
इसलिए आत्मा जो हमेशा इस बंधन से मुक्त होने का प्रयास करती रहती है.
And the only means of delivering oneself to one's eternal constitutional position of being the loving servant of Krishna is through the process of bhakti.
और इससे मुक्ति प्राप्त करने का यही तरीका है कि भक्ति करना.
And all the scriptures deal with this subject.
और सब शास्त्रों में इसी विषय का वर्णन किया जाता है.
संबंध ज्ञान.
तो संबंध ज्ञान क्या है?
Which means to understand what our relationship is with God, that we are eternally the soul part and parcel of the Supreme Soul or Krishna.
ये समझने के लिए कि हम जो है भगवान के नित्य अंश हैं.
And through proper association of sadhus and proper activity to establish our relationship as an eternal servant of God.
और सच्चे साधुओं का संग करने से और अच्छे कार्य करने से हमारे संबंध को पुनः स्थापित करना.
इन अभिधेय ज्ञान. अभिधेय मीन्स टू एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट रिलेशनशिप बाय परफॉर्मिंग डिवोशनल सर्विस फॉर गॉड.
अभिधेय का मतलब है कि भक्ति के कार्यों के द्वारा उसके अनुसार कार्य करना.
एंड बाय दिस प्रोसेस ओनली वन कैन कम टू द परफेक्शन ऑफ लाइफ व्हिच इज प्रयोजन और लव ऑफ गॉड.
और इसके द्वारा ही व्यक्ति जीवन के अंतिम लक्ष्य जो कि प्रयोजन है भगवत प्रेम इसको प्राप्त कर सकता है.
Lord Chaitanya explained to Sanatan Goswami a story.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne Sanatan Goswami ko ek bahut sundar katha sunayi.
This was on the banks of the Ganges here in Kashi.
Ye Ganga ji ke tat par Kashi mein hi batayi.
He explained that there was a very poor man.
Ek bahut hi gareeb vyakti tha.
And one day an astrologer came to him.
Ek baar jyotish unke paas aaya.
And this poor man said, "I'm so poor, where can I find wealth?"
Wo gareeb vyakti bola, "Main bahut gareeb hu, mujhe paisa kahan mil sakta hai?"
And the astrologer, whose name was Saravagya, replied that your father has left you with a great, great, great treasure.
जो ज्योतिष है इसका नाम सर्वज्ञ था. बताने लगे कि तुम्हारे पिताजी ने तुम्हारे लिए बहुत बहुत बड़ी संपत्ति रखी है.
But you have forgotten where it is.
लेकिन तुम यही भूल गए हो कि वो कहाँ पर है.
I have come to remind you.
मैं आपको याद दिलाने के लिए आया हूँ.
It is in your own yard.
वो आपके जो है आंगन में ही है.
If you dig in the ground in the southern side of your yard, there will be wasps and drones that will sting you.
अगर आप दक्षिण की ओर खोदोगे तो आपको जो है बहुत बड़े के भंवरे और बहुत बड़े कीड़े होंगे जो आपको काटने लगेंगे.
You will suffer much pain and not find the treasure.
उसको आपको बहुत दुख भोगना पड़ेगा और कुछ मिलेगा भी नहीं बदले.
If you go to the western side, there is a ghost.
पश्चिम की तरफ जाओगे तो एक बहुत बड़ा भूत है.
And this ghost will create too much disturbance in your mind and you will not further find the treasure.
वो आपके मन में बहुत दुख पैदा करेगा और फिर आपको संपत्ति नहीं मिलेगी.
And if you go to the northern side, there is a big black snake that will eat you.
और उत्तर की ओर जाओगे एक बड़ा काला सांप है जो आपको खा जाएगा.
But if you go on the eastern side and just dig a little bit of dirt, you will find the great treasure there.
और पूरब की ओर जाओगे थोड़ा सा खोदोगे तुमको बहुत बड़ी संपत्ति मिल जाएगी.
And then it was explained that the southern side represents the path of karmakanda.
Dakshin ka jo tarika hai wo karmakanda ka tarika batlaya jata hai.
The process of worshipping various demigods for material benefits.
Anek devtaon ki aradhana karna bhautik labh ke uddeshya se.
We're looking for treasure through the benefits of greater prosperity in this world or even elevation to heavenly planets.
Jo ki is duniya mein ya swarg lok tak pahunchne ka prayas kar rahe hain.
But Krishna says in Gita, Abhrama bhuvanaloka punaravartano arjuna mamupetitu kaunteya punara janmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this world down to the lowest, they're all places of misery because they're all places of birth and death.
Krishna Bhagwan Gita mein batate hain ki sabse uncha brahmalok se lekar niche patalok sare dukh ke sthan hai kyunki sab jagah par janm aur mrityu hai.
Therefore, by following religious principles for material benefits, karma kanda, will get stung by the bees, the wasps and the drones of material miseries.
Aur ye bhautik dukh ke jo bhavre hain, jo keede hain, uske dwara hum kaate jayenge agar hum dakshin aur jaate hain.
And the western side is the path of Gyanakand.
Aur jo paschim ka tarika hai wo Gyankand ka marg bataya jata hai.
Trying to find the treasure through mental speculation.
Mansik tarvitar ke dwara satya ko prapt karne ka prayas kar.
But through all this mental speculation, the result is a ghost will come and just create so much disturbance and disruption in your own mind.
Tapalya hoga ki ek bhuti tumhare mann mein pravesh karega aur bahut zyada jo hai dukh paida karega.
You know, that's what ghosts do.
Aap jante hain bhoot ye sab karte hain.
They just create so much fear and annoyance and disturbance within your mind.
Wo aapke mann mein bahut bada dar paida kar dete hain.
And the northern side is that process of mystic yoga of trying to merge into the supreme as the goal of life.
Aur jo uttar tarika hai wo hai ki bhagwan mein ek hone ka prayas karna.
And it is like a black big serpent that bites you and poisons you and then devours you. And you lose your own identity.
वो एक काले सांप की तरह है जो कि आपको खा जाता है और आपकी जो पहचान ही खत्म हो जाती है.
Through seeking the treasure through impersonal liberation, we lose our own spiritual identity.
क्योंकि निर्विशेष के द्वारा जो है अपनी पहचान को खो बैठते हैं.
And we cannot find the treasure of love of God.
आप भगवत प्रेम की संपत्ति को नहीं प्राप्त कर सकते.
But the eastern side is the path of bhakti.
जो पूर्व की दिशा है वो भक्ति का मार्ग है.
And there with just a small endeavor, we can find the supreme treasure of unlimited pure love.
Aur usme thoda sa prayas karne se asimit prem ki sampatti ko hum prapt kar sakte hain.
Nitya siddha krishna prema sajya kabuno ai sravanadi sudhi cheti kuriya yudoi. That within the heart of every living being is pure love of krishna.
Har ek jeev ke hriday mein shuddha krishna prem hai.
By simply associating with great devotees of the lord and chanting the holy names of the lord, this love of krishna is awakened within our heart.
Sachche sadhuon ka sang karne se aur bhagwan ka naam sankirtan karne se ye prem punah jagrit ho sakta hai.
And it is this treasure that everyone is longing to achieve.
Aur yahi sampatti hai jo ki har ek vyakti prapt karna chahta hai is jeevan mein.
For two consecutive months, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Sanatan Goswami on the banks of the holy river Ganges here in Kashi.
Do mahine ke liye Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne Sanatan Goswami ko is Kashi ke shehar mein updesh diya.
If we had many more hours, I would love to explain more of these instructions.
Agar hamare paas bahut sare ghante hote, samay hota, to main isko samjhane ki ichha rakhta.
In such deep and profound detail, the Lord explained every aspect of life which is necessary for our spiritual purification.
Bahut hi zyada jo hai vivrit swaroop mein adhyatmik jeevan ke liye jo bhi aavashyak hai, wo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne Sanatan Goswami ko.
In the end, he explained,
bina kisi kimat ke bhagwat prem ki sampatti.
Everywhere in the world they are accepting this great gift of love of God, but here in Kashi no one wants it.
Har ek jagah par wo ye bhagwan prem ki sampatti ko swikar kar rahe hain, lekin Kashi mein koi swikar karne ke liye taiyar nahi.
I have come with such a burden of gifts for these people, but if nobody takes it, then I will have to carry it all back with great difficulty.
मैं इतने बड़े भेंट का इतना बोझा लेकर आया हूँ, अगर कोई लेगा ही नहीं तो मुझे सब बड़े कठिनाई से फिर वापस भोग के ले जाना पड़ेगा.
Therefore, for these people, I will give it to them for nothing.
इसीलिए इन लोगों को मैं बिना कीमत के ही बांट दूंगा.
But still they would not accept.
लेकिन फिर भी वो नहीं स्वीकार करते.
So on this particular day, just as Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar were revealing their pained heart to see the difficulty of all these souls, the Maharashtrian Brahmin asked Lord Chaitanya, will you please take prasad at my house?
और ऐसे जब ये बात हो रही थी तब महर्षि ब्राह्मण आए और बोले कि कृपया आप मेरे यहाँ प्रसाद ग्रहण करिए.
Lord Chaitanya would never intimately associate with offenders to God. But the Maharashtrian Brahman invited Prakashananda and all of his sannyasi disciples to his house, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes, I will come."
The Maharashtra Brahman ne Prakashananda Saraswati unke sare shishyo ko bulaya aur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne bhi ye swikar kiya.
And Prakashananda was sitting on a very high raised platform.
Prakashananda Saraswati ek unche asan par virajman the.
And Lord Chaitanya came, and when he came into the house there was a place where everyone would wash their feet.
Aur wo aise sthan par jahan par paad ko dhoya jata hai wahan par khade hue.
And Lord Chaitanya washed his feet. And then he sat down in the place where everyone washed their feet.
और जहाँ पर सब लोग पैर धो रहे थे वहीं पर चैतन्य महाप्रभु बैठ गए.
And as he sat, he began to emanate his Brahman effulgence, which was glaring like millions of suns.
और जैसे वो बैठे तो उनके शरीर से एकदम ब्रह्म ज्योति जैसे प्रकाश निकल रहा था हजारों सूर्य के समान.
But at the same time, it was so soothing and pleasing to the eyes to see.
लेकिन फिर भी वो आंखों को दिखने में बहुत ही ज्यादा ठंडक देने वाला था.
Filled the whole room.
और वो पूरे कमरे को भर दिया.
And when Prakashananda saw the beauty of the Lord and his effulgence, he said, "Maharaj, please come and sit up with us. Why are you sitting in that dirty place?"
प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती ने जब देखा तो उन्होंने कहा, "महाराज आप ऊपर आइए, आप इतने गंदे स्थान पर क्यों बैठे हैं, हमारे साथ बैठे."
And Lord Chaitanya, he said, "You are such a great scholar and such a great sannyasi, and I am very low class. I do not deserve to sit on the same level as you."
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने बताया कि आप तो इतने महान हैं, विद्वान हैं, और मैं तो एक छोटा सा अधम सन्यासी हूँ, मैं आपके साथ बैठने के लायक नहीं.
Although he was the supreme lord, the master of all opulences, still he manifested the opulence of such humility that humility melted the hearts even of these hard-hearted persons.
हालांकि वो स्वयं भगवान थे, वो इतने नम्र थे कि उनकी नम्रता देखकर इतने ऐसे प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती जैसे व्यक्ति का भी हृदय पिघल गया.
Lord Chaitanya taught in his Shikshastakam a beautiful verse, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari, that one should be more humble than a blade of grass. One should be more tolerant than a tree. One should be ready to offer all respect to others. And one should expect no respect for oneself. In this way one could chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So Lord Chaitanya embodied this verse perfectly. And Prakashananda, he got up and he took Lord Chaitanya by the hand and said, "Please come and sit with us." And then he said to the Lord, "Why? You're such a great sannyasi, you are in our sampradaya. Why you are not sitting and studying Vedanta with us throughout the day? Why you are chanting and dancing like foolish women and children?"
वो चैतन्य प्रभु से बताने लगे कि आप हमारी तरह क्यों नहीं शास्त्रों का, वेदांत का अध्ययन करते हो, क्या आप स्त्रियों की तरह, बच्चों की तरह हमेशा क्यों नाचते गाते रहते हो?
And Lord Chaitanya replied that my guru told me that I was a great fool.
चैतन्य प्रभु ने कहा कि मेरे गुरु ने बताया कि मैं एक बड़ा मूर्ख हूँ.
That I could never understand the imports of the scriptures.
क्योंकि मैं शास्त्र के अर्थ को कभी समझ ही नहीं सकता.
That I should simply chant these holy names.
हमें तो मुझे तो सिर्फ भगवान का नाम कीर्तन ही करना चाहिए.
हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे.
And as I was chanting, my limbs began to tremble and tears started pouring from my eyes, and I went to my guru and said, "What is happening? Am I going mad?"
और जब मैं कहने लगा तो मेरे आंखों से आने लगे, मेरा शरीर कांपने लगा. मैं गुरु महाराज के पास गया और पूछा, क्या मैं पागल हो रहा हूँ, ये क्या हो रहा है मेरे को?
And my Gurudev told me that you have achieved the perfection of life of love of Krishna.
और गुरु महाराज ने बताया कि आपने जीवन की सफलता भगवत प्रेम को प्राप्त कर.
Now you go and you deliver this treasure of love of Krishna to everyone.
आप जाइए और ये कृष्ण प्रेम की संपत्ति सबको बांटिए.
Through the chanting of his holy name.
भगवान के नाम कीर्तन के द्वारा.
And then he began to explain the true meaning of the Vedanta Sutras.
और फिर वो वेदांत सूत्र का सही अर्थ समझाने लगे.
a wonderful and deep discussion took place. And he explained that the true essence of the Vedanta Sutra is unmotivated, uninterrupted loving service to Sri
Krishna.
And he explained the real understanding of Sripad Shankaracharya.
और श्रीपाद शंकराचार्य का सही अर्थ जो है वो उन्होंने समझाया.
How he was actually an incarnation of Lord Shiva.
वो जो है भगवान शिव जी के ही अवतार थे.
And he himself, Bhajagovindam, always worshipped Lord Sri Govinda.
वो स्वयं बताते हैं कि भज गोविंद भगवान गोविंद की सेवा करी.
But for a particular purpose in this age of Kali, he concealed his natural devotional sentiments in most of his teachings and taught an impersonalistic conception of the absolute.
लेकिन एक विशेष कारण के वजह से उन्होंने जो है अपने जो है भक्ति भावना को छुपा कर निर्विशेषवाद का प्रचार किया.
But Lord Chaitanya explained the faults in those interpretations and the truer, higher understanding which he himself worshipped, which was bhakti.
चैतन्य आपने बताया कि इसमें क्या दोष है और हमने ये भी समझाया कि क्या उच्च सिद्धांत है जिसकी आराधना स्वयं शंकराचार्य करते थे और वो है.
Upon hearing this discussion, Prakashananda and all of his 60,000 disciples surrendered at the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
इसका चर्चा को सुनने के बाद प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती उनके सारे 60,000 शिष्य चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों की शरण में आ गए.
And Lord Chaitanya went back to the Pancha Ganga.
और फिर चैतन्य महाप्रभु वापस वो पंच गंगा घाट पर गए.
And he took his bath.
वहां पर स्नान किया उन्होंने.
And then he went to the temple of Bindu Madhava.
वहां बिंदु माधव मंदिर में गए.
And he began to dance and chant.
वहां पर गाने लगे और नाचने लगे.
And when people and hundreds and thousands of people, when they heard of Prakashananda's conversion, they all came there and began to dance and chant.
हजारों लाखों लोग जब उन्होंने सुना प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती का हृदय परिवर्तन हुआ तो वो सब भी जोर से गाने लगे.
And the Maharashtrian Brahmin came to Lord Chaitanya and told him that I was just getting at a meeting between Prakashananda and his disciples.
Maharashtri Brahmin ne bataya ki main Prakashananda Saraswati ke shishyon ke beech mein baitha tha.
And his chief disciple was explaining how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself.
Aur unke jo mukhya shishya hain wo samjha rahe the ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swayam Shri Krishna.
And his explanation of bhakti and the conclusions of the Vedanta Sutra are perfect.
Aur unke bhakti ka samjhana hai Vedanta Sutra ka jo ant hai samjhana wo bilkul purna hai.
And Prakashananda himself confirmed.
Aur Prakashananda Saraswati ne bhi iski pushti ki hai.
So there in Varanasi, hundreds and thousands of people were chanting the holy names at the Bindu Madhava temple.
Aur yahan Varanasi mein jab Bindu Madhava mandir mein hazaron lakhon log bhagwan ka naam sankirtan.
And Lord Chaitanya came out of the temple with his beautiful golden form leading everyone in the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो है वहां पर आए और उन्होंने हजारों लोगों को इस तरह से नाम संकीर्तन प्रोत्साहन किया बिंदु माधव
मंदिर. And Prakashananda was waiting for him.
वहां पर प्रकाशानंद सरस्वती उनका इंतजार कर रहे थे.
And Prakashananda fell at the Lord's feet and surrendered to him.
Prakashananda Saraswati unke charanon mein gir gaya aur samarpan kar diya.
Right in front of all of the residents of Varanasi.
Sare Varanasi ke vasiyon ke samne.
And Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda that why you are doing like this?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne unse pucha ki aap aisa kyon kar rahe hain?
You are such a senior sannyasi.
Aap itne varishtha sannyasi.
I am only your lowly servant.
Main to aapka neech adam sevak hoon.
And Prakashananda said, "You are the supreme personality of God."
Prakashananda Saraswati bole ki aap param bhagwan
hain. I worship you.
Main aapki aradhana karta hoon.
And then Prakashananda asked Lord Chaitanya about the Vedanta Sutras and why there are so many interpretations.
Prakashananda Saraswati ne Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se pucha ki Vedanta Sutra ke bare mein isme kyon alag alag arthvad bataye gaye hain.
But Lord Chaitanya explained there's only one true commentary of the Vedanta Sutra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne samjhaya ki ek hi sahi jo hai uska bhashya diya gaya hai.
And that is the commentary that was written by the author himself, Vyasadeva.
Aur wo tika hai jo ki swayam uske jo lekhak hai Vyasadev unke dwara likhi gayi hai.
Which he wrote in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Aur wo Srimad Bhagavatam ke roop mein unhone likha.
Srimad Bhag Vedanta Sutra takes the four Vedas, the 108 Upanishads and all the Puranas and condense them into codes.
और जो है वेदांत सूत्र में सारे जो उपनिषद और वेद है उनको सूत्र रूप में दिया गया है.
But those codes are practically impossible for any scholar to understand.
लेकिन वो सूत्र है जो किसी के समझना बहुत मुश्किल है.
Therefore the Lord Vyasadeva himself explained his own commentary of the codes in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which culminates in the beautiful loving surrender of the devotees to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
इसीलिए व्यासदेव जी ने अपने स्वयं का जो टीका लिखी है जिसका अंत जो है भगवान के प्रति पूर्ण समर्पण में होता है.
And Prakashananda was glorifying the Lord's explanation of the essence of the Vedas, which falls in this verse. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam,
Kalona Seva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gati Ranjata.
And then Lord Chaitanya led them all in chanting the holy names.
और वो यह हरेनाम 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 के टीका कर रहे थे और बाद में चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने उन सबको नाम संकीर्तन में लगवाया.
He began to chant Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhu Sudan.
वो इस तरह से ये दो लाइन का गान.
And everyone in Varanasi, hundreds, thousands, millions of people with their arms raised and tears of love in their eyes were chanting these holy names. Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Haraye Namo Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This way, every resident of Varanasi, with their arms raised, were loudly crying out the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
इस तरह वाराणसी के हरेक जो निवासी था, वो भगवान का नाम संकीर्तन जोर से करने.
And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु अत्यंत प्रसन्न हुए.
He explained, I came with these fruits of love of God and I had to give them freely here, but now everyone has tasted that fruit and have become mad in ecstatic love.
मैं भगवान के प्रेम के फल ले आया था और जो है मैंने अब सब जोड़ स्वीकार कर लिया है और भगवत प्रेम में विहल हो गए हैं, पागल हो गए.
And he explained that now Kashi has become none different than Navadweep, where everyone is chanting Krishna's name.
अभी ये काशी है वो नवद्वीप जैसे ही बन गया है जहाँ पर सब लोग भगवान का नाम संकीर्तन कर रहे हैं.
So Lord Chaitanya, along with his intimate associates, Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar, the Maharashtrian Brahmin, and Paramananda, who was also there, along with Srila Sanatan Goswami, they all, to the fulfillment of their hearts' desires, saw everyone chanting the holy names in love of Krishna.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु और उनके सब जो पार्षद थे उन्होंने देखा कि सब हृदय से जो है भगवान का नाम संकीर्तन गा रहे हैं.
And then he decided to leave Kashi.
और फिर उन्होंने सोचा कि अभी मैं काशी छोड़कर आगे जाऊंगा.
To return to Jagannath Puri.
वापस जगन्नाथ पुरी लौट आऊंगा.
And Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, along with Tapan Mishra's son Raghunath Bhatta, they were all weeping and crying in separation from the Lord.
तपन मिश्र चंद्रशेखर आचार्य और तपन मिश्र के पुत्र जो कि रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी थे वो सब जो है प्रेम से रोने लग गए.
रघुनाथ भाटा later became Raghunath Bhatt Goswami.
Raghunath Bhatt भी बाद में रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी के नाम से जाने गए.
One of the chief teachers of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु के दर्शन को सिखाने वाले में प्रमुख जो है.
At this time he was a young boy and he would massage the Lord's legs each night.
उस समय वो छोटे बालक थे और चैतन्य महाप्रभु के चरणों का मसाज करते थे.
As the Lord was leaving they were weeping in separation.
जैसे भगवान जा रहे थे तो वो प्रेम के मारे रो रहे थे विरह से.
And then Lord Chaitanya ordered Sanatan Goswami to go to Vrindavan to join Rupa Goswami and perform his great mission of revealing Vrindavan and the sentiments of Vrindavan to the world.
फिर चैतन्य महाप्रभु सनातन गोस्वामी से आज्ञा दी कि आप वृंदावन जाइए और दुनिया को जब वृंदावन का दर्शन करवाइए.
And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded from Kashi again through the Jharikhanda forest to return to Sri Jagannath Puri.
और चैतन्य महाप्रभु फिर काशी से जराखंड जारीखंड जंगल होते हुए वापस जगन्नाथ पुरी लौट आए.
सो वी आर सो वेरी हैप्पी टू बी हियर टू वर्शिप दिस होली अबोड.
हमारे इतना हम जो है वो प्रसन्न है इस पवित्र धाम में आने के कारण.
विच इज इटर्नली ब्लेस्ड बाय द डिवाइन रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ स्वेच सच ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज एंड अवतार्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट परफॉर्म देयर पास्ट टाइम्स हियर.
और जिसमें जो है ऐसे महान के महान अवतारों ने यहाँ पर सुंदर लीला की है.
एंड आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क एनीवन इफ दे हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस.
किसी को कोई प्रश्न या शंका हो तो कृपया पूछ सकते हैं.
इज देयर एनी क्वेश्चंस? लाइक टू ऐड एनीथिंग?
You said that Kashi was the other month was chanting the holy name.
Yes.
Now it seems that that is not the case anymore. So what happened?
Yeah, question का ये है कि ये बता रहे हैं कि काशी भगवान के नाम से बिल्कुल लीन हो गया था लेकिन अभी फिर से यहाँ कोई भगवान का नाम नहीं लेता. अभी क्या हो गया?
As the centuries passed along through the influence of the age of Kali, like everywhere, people became engrossed again in materialistic activities.
Yes, समय बीता गया हर जगह की तरह लोग जो भौतिक कार्यों में कलयुग के प्रभाव से भौतिक कार्यों में लग गए.
Even in Vrindavan we find like this.
हम वृंदावन में भी ऐसा देखते.
This is the nature of this age of Kali.
ये कलयुग का स्वभाव है.
That as time passes, people become very materialistic.
जैसे समय बीतता जाता है लोग भौतिकवादी बन जाते हैं.
They forget the goal of life.
वो जीवन का उद्देश्य भूल जाते हैं.
But Lord Chaitanya himself came to remind us, and similarly his representatives also come to remind us.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु खुद ही हमें याद दिलाने आते हैं और उनके प्रतिनिधि भी हमें इस तरह याद दिलाने के लिए आते हैं.
That we all have access to this great treasure of the Yuga Dharma.
हम सबको युग धर्म की संपत्ति प्राप्त करने का तरीका प्राप्त है.
Devotion to Krishna and chanting of his holy name.
Krishna ke prati bhakti aur unka naam sankirtan.
Does that answer your question?
Aur kisi ko koi prashn hai to kripya puchhiye. Sharma ji,
continuation more or less of this question. It would have been quite possible for someone to have thought of commemorating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit. Perhaps nowadays ISKCON prints books because there is a printing technology readily available. But at least in those days they could have built up a memorial or a temple for commemorating the visit of Chaitanya. But you don't get anything remarkable. Maybe there may be some trace of his visit. Someone might say visited here, someone might say.
Well, actually, he would regularly visit Kashi Vishwanath, Vishveshwara. He would regularly visit Bindu Madhava Mandir. And these were very, very great memorials of his visit.
यहाँ पर इनका प्रश्न ये था कि चैतन्य प्रभु जब यहाँ आए तो स्मारक नहीं है. तो बता रहे हैं कि वो काशी विश्वनाथ मंदिर और साथ में जो बिंदु माधव का मंदिर है वो नियम पूर्व दर्शन के लिए आते थे.
But Aurangzeb the great Mughal conqueror destroyed all of these monuments completely. Temples can be destroyed, but bhakti in the heart can never be destroyed. And even though the Vishwanath temple was destroyed by the devotion of the devotees, Vishwanath appeared again. And similarly, although Bindu Madhava's temple was destroyed because of the great bhakti of those devotees, later on Bindu Madhava also revealed himself again from the river Ganges. And similarly, although people have become very materialistic in many ways and forgetful of their prime aim in life, through Srila Prabhupada's books and through the influence of his great mercy, that dormant desire to become perfect by chanting the holy names can also awaken in our hearts. So now we would like to invite everyone to relive this great pastime of Lord Chaitanya. And everyone here in Kashi, present in the room, to chant and dance.